What's up, baby dolls? Thanks for tuning in to the Look What We Found podcast. My name is Daniel, and I'm here with
Louie.
Jasmine.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. We got a good one for you. But before we begin, don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button.
Have you guys ever watched a... This is not what I was going to talk about, but I saw this really quick on my note. Have you ever seen a gang YouTube channel?
Yes.
Like gangs?
Like they're basically gangs.
Yeah.
Start their own YouTube channel.
Yeah, they do.
And they just like
talk shit on each other gangs.
What?
And they just do gang shit. So they like have huge parties and they just kind of video themselves throwing their gang signs, mm-hmm. taking out their guns.
Yeah.
These videos have hundreds of thousands of views.
Yeah, I love them.
What?
And I'm part of the reason because once I find a gang YouTube channel,
yeah.
I watch almost every video
that you can
on their channel.
That is fucking crazy. Like, that's the future of gangs. Like, they're adapting to the times. Like, what?
You never seen them?
No, I've never seen
them. I had a favorite one, too.
They're not on my For You page.
I would just go YouTube and put up, like, I don't know, gang. then it's like, I feel like a lot of them probably get arrested in this way, you know,
because they
show everyone in the gang is on, you know.
How do you feel when you find out they're kind of from around here? Like, for instance, years ago when my friend told me about it, he told me and some other people, and he had a particular gang that he referred us to, and it was one in... Near
Look
like
the
Norwalk.
Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs.
Bulldogs gang.
And I felt like, oh shit, that's kind of around here, man. Like, are they celebrities? If I go to the Santa Fe Springs swap meet, am I going to run into these guys and recognize them?
You probably will.
You know, so I got kind of excited that they were local.
The Fresno Bulldogs.
That's the gang that I was looking at.
Oh, that's the one?
I wouldn't go to Wikipedia. I would go to their YouTube channel. So
I just wanted
to
see what they're like.
I'm surprised that they have a Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Well, now they have a YouTube, so okay. I think
you want to go to one of them?
Yeah.
I would love to watch a few of these Bulldog. And you know, there's a couple people at my job that are ex-gang. I don't know if they're still in the gang.
Yeah.
Don't
ask.
But I was like thinking, like, dude, that didn't work out very well, right? Don't you think if you're a successful gangster, you probably wouldn't be working? You know,
I guess so, right?
You would just be doing crime and like selling drugs and stuff, you know?
I guess so, but if you were also like, I think it's like some sort of criminal, you probably don't want your own fucking YouTube channel either, right?
Look at Fresno Bulldogs, yeah.
Swamp Stories. You want me to click on this?
Just like to go to
their page.
Their page.
Okay. Their page. Oh.
So what did you see?
Which one?
I don't know. They just like have parties. Is that a recruiting video?
Click on one.
Operation Heal Nuestra Familia, recruiting Bulldogs.
Oh shit! This is a recruiting video.
Let me see. Let's see. Maybe this is the last show. Perhaps
more audio for this.
I would hope so.
Let me see.
Another video. This was something a subscriber shot me maybe about like 2 months ago. Been wanting to talk about it, but you know, I've been doing my best. That's the message I want to send to everybody. If you guys tell me to do a video on something, I write it down. If I can't do it, I can't do it. But if I can get to it. You know, I'm on this computer a lot all day just researching and see what I could find. If I don't have any particular stories about particular videos, I'll just do like a documentary version, break down some history, look up a crime that happened in that city to give it its recognition. But I won't make up any stories about these particular videos that I have no clue of whether if I knew an inmate that was a part of these hoods or not. I just can't do that. I'd rather just be authentic and just saying truthfully to you guys through the comment section. Hey, I might not be able to do one on this one. If I do, it's just going to be a specific documentary.
This guy's an honest man.
He asked me to do this one. Actually shot me the picture. I posted a picture yesterday. Let's go. With that being said, hit that subscribe button. Hit that like.
Man.
Always leave a comment. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section. Check the links in the description for the Apple and Spotify music. Stream all my music.
This guy's better than we are.
Yeah, he's good.
We're promoting it.
I literally just subscribed.
The Bulldogs. I've done videos on it.
See, there they are.
Oh, look at those
great videos on it. We all know their street mentality.
You guys got the guy has an axe, dude.
They think.
how he's they just operate. Holding it from the top
in a homie hat.
And they're firm believers of their.
They look like the little homies from the. You
know, some of them are rappers too from the Bulldogs. Like
Bulldogs pretty much got it right. They ain't got to answer to nobody. They have no hierarchy.
Can we just watch a Bulldog video?
Have their own hood.
Yeah, they have their own channel.
I tried looking for it, but Fresno Bulldog King. I don't know
what. Oh, they're right there. Right there.
The one with the gun.
Let's do it. Ready?
Park.
It's
right
just
there.
A short, perfect.
Parkside Fresno Bulldogs. Oh, that's it. That's their short.
We
their
out
right
here,
there.
Baby. Weak signal, no
system.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh. That's definitely an automatic. I guess guns all whack. All right, now go to the, click that little button right there.
Oh, to their page?
Yeah, there's their page right there.
That's so stupid, don't you think?
Yeah.
You don't think Fresno PD's on that shit following them?
They also look really little, by the way.
The gangsters?
Yeah.
Well, gangsters are young, usually.
I guess so, but...
I don't know, man.
They have, like, the Edgar haircut and stuff.
I wouldn't feel intimidated.
You wouldn't feel intimidated walking to those guys? That guy's gun went all the way down into his sock, dude.
Of course I would. But what I'm saying...
That guy was like...
If that guy... Yeah, he was like
a magic trick. Yeah,
it was like a magic... Yeah.
You walk around with that thing all the time.
What I'm saying is, if the guy without the gun, that particular kid, comes up to me trying to take my money, I probably wouldn't be too scared. Just him. But, you know, like, they look, I think that's what you mean, because to me, that's what they kind of look like, just these young idiot kids.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're fucking strapped to the team.
So, yeah, so we could start a gang and do that. I think that's a quicker route to fame, because like I said, I watched all of them, and I was just, I don't know, man, there's some fun watching them about it.
It's interesting how enticing they can be,
because
when I went through my rabbit hole of that, I was just like, these guys were so fucking, I don't know, like, and that fucking homie over there from this gang, if I fucking see him, we're going to fucking blast that motherfucker. Like,
yeah,
you know, and I was like,
there's
should
videos
they
of
be
them,
saying
there's
this?
There's videos of them, like, beating people up and stuff at parties. And and then those
stuff.
And those fucking girls are fucking some down-ass fucking cholas, dude.
Yeah.
World star, back in the day.
That I never saw.
And I hope Amber doesn't watch this one. But there's something about Chola girls that I really like.
You're like, oh, yeah.
From a distance, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what it
like
is.
Like a super gangster-looking Chola that's, like, ready to, like, fucking kill you. I'm like, she's fucking hot to me for some reason.
Yeah, I know why.
Why?
Because you grew up in Los Angeles.
True. I was like...
In the fucking 90s, at the peak of
that. Oh, that's why, huh?
I remember in junior high, like, all the, like, it was the look that people would go for. To some extent, maybe some were more committed to the Chola look.
Yeah.
But they all had the hints of Chola somewhere. So it's something that you're like,
Gwen
I know
Stefani
that my,
was big back in the day.
My
oh,
first crush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My first crush, I remember, was very much like not a Chola, but like it was that look. You
she
know?
Was a Chola?
Like a shy girl?
No, it wasn't. But they were, you know, certain
they
things.
They just called her Little Sleepy.
Everyone just looked like that.
Yeah, everyone kind of.
I know
had
what
that
you
look.
Mean, but, though. They would take photos on that weird backdrop with like the stars.
Okay, so or... I found an Instagram page where, they're revamping that.
Oh.
Those Cholo glamour shots.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Have you seen that?
Yeah,
we noticed it.
We did.
We went to the indoor swamp meet, which is the mecca for Cholos, I think,
uh-huh.
in some neighborhoods, and I was like, "What the fuck are these coming back?" We passed by a shop. And they're doing it all over again,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're dressing the same because the fashion's back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Y2K.
Yeah.
So it's
all,
like
all the way around.
Y2K yeah. fashion. It's a thing now.
So
okay, so that style, and then here's a good party idea. I was thinking,
oh, yes,
for the next birthday party. You know those T-shirts that you can get at the LA County Fair where they spray paint?
Yes.
I was thinking of hiring a guy
to do
to make
that.
Everybody shirts
That's
for the
cool.
whole party.
Your
right?
birthday's coming up too.
Hire
yeah,
the
for
guy.
Mine or Eli's second. I was thinking
oh, that,
of doing.
That was a good one.
That's
maybe
cool.
for maybe for your son.
Yeah.
Not for you turning yeah. 41.
That's why he makes the big bucks.
Yeah. That's why he makes at the end of the
day.
It's about the kids, you know. Okay,
right,
so I have a story here if you want to pull it up. Now, recently, I went to a friend's gathering,
mm-hmm.
and he listens, by the way.
Thank you.
I am not. There's a huge popularity, I think, in collecting Pokemon cards. And we saw, prior to me attending this gathering, Jasmine and I were watching something on Netflix where there was this guy that's a millionaire, multimillionaire, and he collects items. And he came out with one of the Paul brothers, the taller one.
Oh, one of the Jake Paul brothers?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's either Jake Paul or not Jake Paul.
So,
who's the other Paul?
I don't know. John Paul? No. Doesn't sound right. I was just trying it out.
Okay, so one of the Jake Pauls.
So they open up a box and they do a live stream of it because there's only so many of those boxes. And every time you open one up, if this fucking crazy valuable card isn't in that one, the other ones that are still unopened go up in value automatically, right? So they do this shit, and I was like, is it really that fucking? And then, like, meanwhile he's doing this, like, the Paul brothers wearing, like, a necklace made out of diamonds with a crazy valuable Pokemon card right here, right on his chest.
Wow.
Hanging from his neck. And I was like, fuck, dude. And then I get invited to this thing, like, weeks later, right?
Uh-huh.
So now I'm like, okay. Now, we all pitched in for this guy to buy him one pack.
Have you seen the Jake Paul video before?
Yes.
You went to the party?
Yes.
Okay, so you had
It was just on an episode.
It was like
of this
a collector's
on
whatever.
Netflix.
Okay.
We weren't trying to. It was just like, holy shit. So I kind of knew. I was like, oh.
Did you come to the party with the chain and the card?
I did.
That would have been.
He's like, I know what they
dope.
Do here. Yeah. I know how to do this yeah. thing. Yeah.
So we, it was a surprise thing for him. And we all pitched in. There was a group of maybe like 10 guys or whatever. We all pitched in to buy him a pack. And not mine. Daddy just puts in the money. I don't know what they are. What it is.
How much is one of the packs?
And I think we all pitched in a few. I just don't want to say because the guy listens and I don't want to be rude and tell him how much we spent on his gift.
Oh, okay.
Because it was a surprise. But I'll tell you. But it was a good amount of money, dude, for one little packet.
But he knows how much they cost, right?
I guess he would, I guess.
Yeah.
But they're pricier. Like,
it was
upwards.
A few hundred dollars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, it was a few hundred dollars. And
don't insult him.
And it was a little pack like that. And the way it's like, it's called a heavy pack because what they discovered is that the valuable cards were made out of different material that made it the pack a little heavier. And guys back in the day, that they can weigh the packs and figure out which ones were like most likely to have the valuable cards. So, and this one's like from the late 90s, early 2000s. So it's like a fucking 20-year-old packet and it looked brand new, dude.
Wow.
So. Anyways, I can see how it could be very expensive, that kind of hobby.
Yeah.
So, he opened it up. He got something good, I think, but nothing, like, crazy. But, which leads to my story.
Okay.
Okay. Now, here we have Hugh Hefner's son, Marston Hefner, obviously. And he looks... It has nothing to do with the story, but now that I'm like, he looks like Bill Nye the Science Guy.
He looks
like,
totally how does. Is that Hugh Hefner's son?
he looks like the guy from Cash Cab had a kid with Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Absolutely, and he's wearing a Playboy
And this
Playboy
is their
shirt.
Offspring.
You would think that he'd be better looking because you would think that Hugh Hefner had sex with like only really good looking women, super good looking women. He doesn't, you know.
I guess so.
He does kind of like Superman-y, though, a little bit.
Right there, he looks like Morrissey on the one on the left, but
yeah.
Over the one on the right is not flattering at all, but looks
no,
evil,
no.
Dude.
It's like an
Put
avatar.
Those eyebrows down. Now, this guy is on OnlyFans, and
the
he
guy
said
is on OnlyFans?
He's on OnlyFans, and he strips for money.
Oh.
So... I mean,
really?
I don't know. Yeah, apparently he gets raunchy there. He admitted to Page Six.
I wonder what he does. Like, is he like in a thong or is he like...
And he also described himself, right? It says right, he describes himself as bisexual as fuck.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
So,
and he's married to this woman.
She does not look enthused about it.
No.
Though. She's Playboy money, Playboy money, Playboy money.
Yeah, yeah, but here's the thing.
She's like, he is bisexual as fuck.
Yeah. Well, I feel like he says that because, once again, I think whether you're a guy on OnlyFans or a girl on OnlyFans, not the ones, the creators, the content creators, your customers are predominantly men. No matter.
Only men are subscribing to OnlyFans, whether you're the person in the account is a man or a woman. Yeah. Only men, right?
Yeah, I don't think.
Just change the name to Only Men.
Only Men, dude? Oh, yeah. If you guys know anyone that's a woman that subscribes to OnlyFans, please let us know.
Yeah, and just we'll tell about the show.
We should do a poll.
If you're out there.
Yeah, we're going to do a poll.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we want you to come on our show. We want to know how many pages you subscribe to and then what are you into?
What do you pay?
Yeah. How much you pay?
And then, Louie, how much do you pay for OnlyFans? Okay, let me ask you this. How close have you been to subscribing to an OnlyFans girl? Because I know you've clicked the link.
I've never been.
I know you've been to the site because I know you've seen the girl, and I know they said, click here, and you click there because it says it's free, and you get to the site. How far have you gone?
Okay.
Because it's only $5 a month.
You're going to have to hear the whole statement because at first I'm going to sound like a goody two-shoes.
Okay.
But then here comes the sleazy part, okay? And you put your eyes
put your eyes away.
Yeah.
Daggers away.
I've never been close to subscribing to anybody's OnlyFans.
Okay.
However, before OnlyFans, people would say sign up for my paid Snapchat.
Paid Snapchat. I do remember
I've
that.
I've never heard of that, you sleazeballs.
And that one I was close with one girl.
Uh-huh.
I never did it.
I feel like, okay, as far as subscribing to, and I felt like a chump, dude. Well, because there's so much free porn, right?
Yeah.
When they
do the OnlyFans, you're like, come on, no one is going to pay for that. People obviously
do.
And I'm always like, I never would.
Yeah.
And so sometimes if you just hold out long enough, this girl on OnlyFans or paid Snapchat or whatever, there's going to be a leak. You'll be able to see them. And if they're doing full porn, it's always a disappointment in my experience. Because you're like, it's just another person. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But they hide behind this paywall and they really make you think that they're going to be different from the other billions and billions and billions of porn out there, you know? I can't believe it works.
I like how Daniel makes it romantic. Like, you know, she's going to be different. Like, all these people, look at her.
Would they pay for it? They think that this girl is different or prettier.
I guess so.
They really want to see this particular girl. And that's why it always surprises me, because they have to trick you to thinking there's something different about these boobs or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess
and
so.
It's what we were discussing maybe a few episodes ago when there was a judge, a hot judge, a guy.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is it? It was just there's something about human beings that if you're interesting in another type of level than the nudity part, which is the hotness, right? If you have something like you're a celebrity, you're a singer, you're an actress, whatever, you have I think you're ahead of the game on getting people's attention to, well, am I going to get to see her nipples now?
Yeah.
Am I going to get to see this hot judge like without a shirt? Because you have that.
And is it harder to get to? Is it harder? It's harder to see this person naked. It's more exclusive.
Yeah.
Therefore, you want it more, right?
Yes.
It's like celebrities, so I guess you're right, right?
Yes.
Like, you feel like celebrities.
So, okay, I have a question, like as a tangent for you guys, as guys that have almost been close to signing up for whatever Snap Porn or whatever you guys are.
I've
watching.
Been really close to getting Snap Porn. Snap Porn.
But yeah. Whatever you guys like. So recently, I think there was this OnlyFans.
I just picture her being mad after this and wearing a shirt to humiliate me that says,
I'm
with a guy that watches
Snap Porn.
Yeah. I'm going to have to snap Louis to get his attention now.
The next time you guys are out, you're like, this guy watches paid Snapchat porn.
Yeah. Look at this guy, almost paying for Snapchat porn.
He wouldn't even do it because he doesn't have the balls to do it.
He wouldn't even do it.
But okay, so this OnlyFans chick like came out with. So she heard about all this AI technology and she's like, I need to get on that shit. So what she did was she made like she got a team and they did this whole beta thing of like let me put my personality into this app. So it's like a virtual girlfriend.
Okay. A Snapchat influencer is using the power of artificial intelligence to let her followers chat with their own virtual girlfriend.
Okay.
23-year-old Karen Marjorie, who has nearly 2 million followers, has created Karen AI. The chatbot is available at the cool cost of $1 per minute. It allows Marjorie's fans to enjoy private, personalized, voice-based conversations with an AI version of herself. But apparently, the bot malfunctioned and started having suggestive conversations with users. I am surprised somebody paying by the minute for an online girlfriend would consider that a malfunction. But hey. Marjorie says she made more than $100,000 in the first week since the product launched.
That it has.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. So she was like... it started doing really well. People would buy stuff, get exclusive videos, and then they would talk. They could text to her, like, not her, but the AI her.
Mm-hmm. So and weird that people would pay for that.
Yeah, it's like the her thing all over.
Because she told people it was an AI version of herself, mm-hmm.
It's
right?
It's an app that says, like, virtual girlfriend, this, and it has her name attached, and she spent all this time making it as real as she could. Like,
yeah.
And I guess it started to get really sexual with people and say shit she never, like, would have said or programmed it. It started to get really raunchy. And she's like, how can we stop it? And they're trying to, like, stop this, like, weird sex AI, like, sexual, like, fucking monster.
Like, it's like they're worried about AI taking over the world. Yeah. And then there's this other part where, like, it's getting too sexual.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't stop it anymore.
Turn it off.
No one's
going
to
want
to have sex with me. Now that there's the AI version.
Well, and then there's all these recordings of her being like, oh, yeah, you know, just like raunchy shit, like, oh, yeah, tentacle porn and like all this bullshit, you know?
Oh, my God, so dude.
Would you guys, like, is that appealing to you guys in the least?
What? The tentacle porn?
Or do you guys know anybody?
An AI porn thing?
Just, yeah. Or do you guys know anybody that would maybe be into it?
Nah. I would be interested in exploring AI porn.
You think so?
Because if you had an AI porn, like, porn bot... that could learn your preferences every day, you know, a little bit more, it's going to be like the perfect...
like porn?
Perfect AI, perfect porn for you.
Yeah, I guess so.
I
right?
guess so. Just like Spotify, I think, has the algorithm.
It's like the, yeah, it's just Spotify. It's just like the DJ
Spotify. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And they'd have a for you section, yeah. A discovery section. Yeah. Like, I didn't know I liked that.
New releases for you this week.
Yeah.
Shit like this.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's, I mean, that's there's
genre
the
playlists.
The hard thing to admit about AI is that it does have benefits, and it does have that super easy shit that it just carves this thing that you're like, hey, we know for a fact that you're going to fucking love this.
We know you're going
to
like it.
Because we listen to everything you say. We watch your every fucking
They have you
move.
Mapped. They have you fucking mapped, dude. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's true.
But what else? What else you got?
Yeah, so just talking about, like, preferences and stuff. There,
okay.
There was a so my story actually has to do. I know, right?
He's like, "You're
what are you
not
gonna
mine
say?
Anymore."
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Has to do with these two sisters happen to be twins.
Uh-huh.
In Australia, who have the same boyfriend.
Oh.
So let me just go ahead and so they share the same boyfriend, and he's engaged to both of them. They're considered to be the most identical set of twins, and they've dedicated their life to be as identical as possible. So they like to wear the same outfits.
Wow,
they like having the same boyfriend, and they actually they like shower together, and they like to like bone each other, and they're gonna have kids together. That's like their next plan.
Wow, dude, the guy did it.
Yeah, and he recently proposed to them, and is like, you know. Oh. I love you, and I love you,
oh
too.
Oh, my God, dude. They both have babies.
No,
well,
they have,
that
they're
clip,
dolls, right?
Yeah, they're practicing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, and they want to get, like, they want to get artificial insemination and stuff because they want to remain as, like, similar as possible. So
they're not going to do it by him?
They are, but they're just going to have, I think, so they can plan it out. I think they want to
so
have.
So they can be, like,
at the same
time.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I mean, they figured a way out to be, like, happy, and he's okay with it. They shower together. Like, they sleep in the same bed. Like,
yeah, because it sounds like their identity as a identical pair of twins is more important than
anything else?
Individual relationships, right? Yeah. That'd be more in tune. Now it's like for a second they're good looking, and then there's one where it's like, oh, crazy, wait a second.
Yeah, they got progressively uglier.
That, they were like, oh, okay.
Oh, that one. That
and
one.
Then
that
it's
one.
Like, whoa.
It's like Halloween.
What happened?
That's like the editing, right?
Like, I don't know, man. But
and this guy, too.
Are, but those are the troll eyebrows you love, Daniel.
Hey, have you seen that? Is bleaching your eyebrows still a thing?
Oh, it's. I think
is
it's
it
like
coming back.
It's coming back.
Did it leave already? Because I saw like a few people, like Doja Cat, did it.
Well,
right?
Doja Cat is losing it right now.
She.
You think so?
Yes. Did
she kind. Well, ever since she got that.
Yeah, we were just
you
talking
know,
about
that
this.
Tattoo.
Yeah, she's losing it.
Yeah, she's gone down the deep end, I think.
Yeah, but yeah, do you guys have a problem with? You guys had, like, if these ladies were your friends or that guy was your friend, would you have, like, a problem, like, going out to dinner with them or, like, hanging, like.
No, I would, no problem. I don't know I would be intrigued.
The hardest part would be me not making faces and not, like, judging.
What do you mean?
Just, like.
Oh, like, not like, shook by them.
Not even, like,
stuff?
Judging.
What kind of face do you think you would make?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Here I am.
Situation.
Here I am with my two twin girls.
Okay.
Their big boobs are right here next to me.
Like,
one kissed me on the neck.
Yeah.
The other one's licking my ear.
And then you kiss one.
And I kiss one.
Then you kiss the other. Ready?
Yeah.
Like,
go,
better.
Do that.
Oh, like that? Like jaw drop? Like,
that's what I mean. Okay, like, what the fuck?
So good jaw drop, eyes. Like,
What would you, how would you look?
I think I'd be like. Like my eyes would be
see?
Like that.
You would. Yeah, I know you would.
Like McDonald's
of
eyebrows.
Of course. Yeah, like their eyebrows.
I don't think. Okay, first off, Daniel, let me just tell you something that I don't know if you're aware.
Okay.
You're not very good at. You're not He's very aware. Good. Once you see something that you find odd or intriguing or whatever, you always do like, and then you look around for like affirmation from people. Like, are you seeing this shit?
Yeah.
You always go like. Always, dude. And guess what? That would be the correct look, I feel. If you saw something like that. Wait a minute. Oh, fuck. There's two of you. Oh, you guys were the same person? Oh, you guys are fucking kissing each other at the same time?
That's true.
And like, I think you would be like.
You could see, like, I think you would be able to see his face, like, in his head, the idea form. Like, I can't wait to talk about this with Amber. Like,
You know? Can see. That's what I mean. Daniel. Like, and
I'm
I think
definitely
I'm the
not
same
very
way.
Discreet. When I stare at people, Amber says. Well, yeah. She says I stare a lot. Which I do. I do.
Proceeds to stare
like
at
in
Louis
the elevator. Like, yeah. She says when we go in the elevator, I'm
oh,
like this.
No. You're looking at
and
the
I
ceiling.
Do like to stare at people in elevators.
I can see your gears turning.
Because in elevators, people don't like to look at you. They like to look ahead. So I feel like it's a great opportunity to really stare at people. Without, you know, getting caught.
But you know what? I feel like some people, I feel like Louis is like this. He's like, we're alone with these people. Let me have a conversation with them. And
in the
I'm,
elevator.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah. Have I done that?
I don't. You would do it. I feel like you're like, weather's crazy out here, right? And I'm like, just, we don't have to do that. We don't have to. 2 seconds.
Thank you for tuning in, everybody. That's all the time.
All right. So you got the baby doll?
Yeah. Okay. Now, this baby doll is very, very early 2000s.
Wow.
But did you guys... Okay, the baby doll of the week is... Nelly.
Wow. Nelly?
What, Nelly?
Why Nelly?
Yes, the one you're thinking about.
Nelly because, from Nellyville?
Yeah.
That's the one. The one and only. I didn't know this, and I came across this week, and apparently for the last 10 years, Nelly has been sending two kids to... on a scholarship for their university.
Wow.
For the last 10 years, dude. And I know that some people that are haters will say, well, you know, he has to pay taxes anyways. I was like, yeah, he does. But a lot of people do that have money, and they don't do this shit. And, I think it's a positive thing.
Oh, you mean like a tax write-off? As
yeah,
a
I'm sure.
Oh,
you know.
Whatever.
But who gives a fuck?
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Yeah, he's
maybe
doing
he
shit.
Maybe he doesn't write it off. Yeah. Does it make a difference if you write it off or not? Whatever. Just let him do it.
Yeah. And in my head, I created that conflict. There was no
nobody
need.
Was talking.
There was no,
like,
I heard nothing.
I know people are saying this. Yeah. And no one's saying
it's like
it.
All positive comments.
10,000 comments. Yeah, no one says it.
I just seen it before, and I was like, you know what? In case you're out there, that fucking comic.
You're creating this. Yeah.
Well, anyways, Nelly, you are the baby doll of the week. Okay.
I want to put the originator of putting a Band-Aid on your face, right?
Yes.
True. Bring it back, guys.
First and last person to do it.
Also,
I liked it.
You did? I hated
it. I thought it was cool. There's no way I would have done it because I don't think I could have pulled it off.
Yeah.
But if I was the type of person that could have pulled it off, I would have tried it. You know what I mean?
I think the Band-Aid would blend a little too much with your skin.
Yeah. I'd have to get one of the
Band-Aids. Yeah, like a Spider-Man one and shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Or I'd have to go left eye route and just get the black.
Oh, yeah.
Which I also thought was very cool.
Yes.
I just wanted to play
something.
Baseball so I could have those things under my eyes.
But I want to say something here that I think goes unmentioned a lot when people talk about Nelly.
Okay.
They bring up the whole fucking Band-Aid a lot.
Right.
But they forget that he's one of the pioneers of putting one of your arms outside of your t-shirt. Remember when we would wear t-shirts like,
and he would wear one arm outside of the under.
So it's like you
here?
Almost forgot.
Can
to
you
put,
do a like demonstration of what it would?
Well, you would,
but you not would, the jacket, right?
So the jacket.
You mean under the shirt?
So he would pretend this is a t-shirt.
Okay.
And then he would just wear, like, it's like you put it on, but except for this part, and then you have, like, a wife beater under.
I can't use
the Oh, yeah, yeah,
that,
yeah,
look,
yeah.
I'm sure you did
for
it,
for sure I did that. Yes, yeah. I definitely did
but
that.
But he doesn't get a lot of credit for that.
I don't know what you guys are talking
okay.
about.
Okay, yeah. We would do it, but then our stomachs are going
to
show.
Nobody wants to see that.
We don't want to lose subscribers.
True.
So he's doing what he would do.
Yeah.
If this,
with a shirt.
If the jacket was a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And it was zipped up, and then his shirt would be a wife beater.
This would be up here. And that's how he would rock his
shirt. It's like, it's kind of hot. I don't want to take off my shirt.
Yeah.
Mess up my hair, maybe.
I feel like in 2000 to 2004, there was a whole lot of that going on everywhere. And I think he's partly to blame for it, or think, however you want to look at it.
I think another thing that people forget about Nelly is he's one of the people that sang hooks that didn't rhyme.
Example.
It's getting hot in here.
So take off
all your clothes.
Oh.
I'm getting so hot. I want to
take
my
clothes off.
None of it. Here's another one. Andale, mama,
What's happening now?
Not a lot of people could do it.
That's true.
He just
sang
it, and I liked it.
That whole album is fucking good. That whole Nellyville album is good.
It is.
Oh, for sure.
Like the whole thing from start to finish.
Lie to me and say that it's not.
It's good.
Even it's going down, baby. Doesn't rhyme. Sweet sweeper baby, oh, shimmy shimmy coco, what? Pass it to the band. That kind of rhyme,
Yeah.
But it was like,
but
what?
For the most part, yeah.
It's definitely not a normal structure of the way songs were sung or rhyming scheme.
But was he ever wounded close to on his face?
I think that the Band-Aid symbolized that he was wounded as a child, but he grew up to be successful.
Oh, you think it's a symbolism?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought, you know what I thought? I thought, I thought it was like somehow he got a cut and he had to fucking go out there and he put that shit on and he was like, fuck yes.
Oh,
it's like
I like this.
It's like he found it on accident. He found his purpose. It was almost like a calling from God. Like, poof, ah. Then he puts it on and it was like a glow even.
Like, it was like when Kanye broke his jaw. And he still sang through the wire.
Through the wire.
Nelly got a cut on his face, but he still recorded the album. It's almost the same level of
actually
injury.
Actually looked it up, guys.
Or when like 50 Cent got shot 9 times, same thing.
Yeah.
So apparently...
same shit, dude.
What is it? Apparently, Nelly wore the Band-Aid to cover up a basketball injury.
That's a lie.
But according to Entertainment Weekly, after that scar healed, Nelly kept wearing it in honor of ex Saint Lunatic?
Yeah.
Lavelle Webb, aka City Spud, who collaborated with Nelly on his hit song Ride With Me.
How does that even connect?
I know.
In
I'm
any
like,
way?
What? I thought I was reading it wrong, and nope.
No, no. So it was a basketball injury, but then
he kept it.
His
in honor.
Friend passed, and he kept it on because you know what? It hurt. It still hurt.
Ow. It still hurt.
Took
he
it
hurt.
Off. Ow! Put it back on.
He had an alley. Oh!
What's happening now?
We figured it out.
All right.
All right. And on that note, please don't forget to hit that like and subscribe. And then I do want to say something. We do want you guys to partake in nominating your baby dolls. Do you guys want to be the baby doll of the year or not? We've been asking for weeks, and we have held submissions. So remember, nominate whoever you want at our Instagram page. Mm-hmm. You can find us at the Look What We Found podcast page.
Yep.
Please do that. We're getting a lot of followers. Don't be late to the party.
And what do they get if they get the... If they send us the best baby doll,
you're gonna get nominated at the end of the year. We're gonna give an award to the
baby doll of the year.
Do you want it or not?
And it comes with a trophy,
and it comes with the fucking trophy. Jeez. Dude. How many podcasts out there give trophies? I'm waiting.
Not any that I know.
Yeah, me neither. All right, guys. And if you guys know anybody that is on OnlyFans to pay for their Pokemon collection,
show them this episode. If you guys know any gangsters that started a YouTube channel and it's actually pretty good, show them this episode.
If you guys know anybody that's dating twin sisters,
show them this episode. Peace.